Johnny Erickson Tada is an artist, author, and advocate for people with disabilities. And her story of faith in the middle of suffering has been inspiring people around the world for over 50 years. And she's got a brand new book, Connecting Faith and Music. It's called Songs of Suffering, 25 Hymns and Devotions for Weary Souls. Johnny Erickson Tada, good morning.
Good morning to you, Todd, and of course, all of our friends listening in Central Ontario. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Johnny, there may be people who don't know your story. Could you please just tell us a little bit about what happened to you when you were younger and how it's affected you today?
Well, it was a long time ago. Back in 1967, I was a teenager, took a reckless dive one hot summer day into some very shallow water. And my head immediately hit the sandy bottom that snapped my head back, and it crunched my neck, severing my spinal cord, leaving me a quadriplegic, paralyzed without use of my hands and my legs. Todd, that was 55 years ago. Yikes. And here I am, more than half a century later, sitting in my wheelchair and having gone through a lot of depression, a lot of discouragement, some very difficult challenges physically, and I'm smiling. And I can't believe that. It's just, to me, it's a miracle.
And it would be easy to think, you know, that's it. And, you know, the life I thought I would be living is gone. I mean, you're someone who inspires us to remember that it's not the end. It's not over. This is not all there is to my life now.
No, it's not the end. Absolutely. Christians trust in a sovereign God. And it was my sovereign God who, even at that point in my diving accident, knew exactly how many granules of sand there were in that sandbar in which I hit my head and broke my neck. I mean, he controls it all. And so it took a long time to rest in the doctrine of God's sovereignty. At first, I found it very scary and off-putting, but now it's really rather comforting to know that nothing will touch my soul that can possibly harm me. Maybe it might harm my body, but God has good purposes even in that. And honestly, Todd, it is my severe disability which causes me every single morning when I get up, I've got to go to God and say, Lord, okay, you're sovereign here, but man, this is hard. I don't think I could do it by myself. You're going to have to help me. And he does, Todd. I say to him, I can't do this thing called quadriplegia one more day, but I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I guess that's the secret to it all, is waking up in the morning, realizing you can't do life. You just can't handle the challenges that are flying your way, and resting in God's sovereignty and saying, I can't do it, Jesus, but I can do all things through you who strengthens me.
Well, your latest book is called Songs of Suffering, and you're connecting classic hymns with getting us through times that are really, really difficult. Can you talk to us about music and your connection to it?
Well, I'm a person who has learned to sing my way through suffering. And when my weary soul falters, singing is a way of turning my soul Godward, especially when my paralysis affliction drags me in the opposite direction. When my mind is in a brain fog, I can still express my confidence in Christ. The many hymns that I have memorized, and if I cannot speak my praise, I can at least sing it. And when I sing a hymn, the wise words, such good doctrine in many of these timeless hymns, those words are enriched by my whisper of a melody, and it becomes my sacrifice of soulful praise to God. And Todd, over the years, I have memorized scores of hymns. My hymnal is kind of like my prayer book, and it gives me such rich language for praying, especially in the middle of the night when pain keeps me awake. And to chase away anxiety, I'll just whisper, sing, Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of your loving heart. Those are words of a hymn, but those also are my words of prayer when I can't sleep at night. And for me, memorizing hymns is a way of imprinting really good, rich Christian doctrine deep into my heart. And I want other Christians to do the same, which is why I wrote this book called Songs of Suffering, to help other people learn to memorize some of these hymns that make for great prayers in the middle of the night when you want to keep anxiety at bay.
Her new book is called Songs of Suffering, 25 Hymns and Devotions for Weary Souls by Johnny Erickson Tada, who's been our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Well, I love helping our listeners get up and go in the morning. What can I say?